Well, you're tuned in to Impact 103, and it's time for another Stoop session on the radio. Right here on Impact Radio with myself, Zinhle, and of course, the guest of the moment, of the hour. Absolutely love having her on the show. Her name is Elise Marie Mola. Welcome back.
Morning, morning, Zinhle. Lovely to be back. Thanks.
It's good to be with you. Last week, we had such a powerful conversation that left me with so much to think about. More than so much to think about, I think it just reminded me of some of the things that God has already given us that sometimes we have not claimed.
Absolutely.
You know, that we just, but they are there.
Absolutely.
My freedom has already been paid for and purchased. But, you know, sometimes then we get stuck in captivity of one thing or another, like you mentioned. But it's so important to walk in the freedom that Christ has already given. More than anything, I was left with just that awareness and remembrance of He has already given you freedom from this, right? Absolutely. So we continue. It's part two of our freedom conversation. But maybe we'll start with just backtracking a little bit and laying the foundation again for those who may have missed it last week.
Yeah, we just spoke about Isaiah 61 and the difference between a prisoner and a captive, and and the fact that we kind of all know that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been forgiven for our sins. We've been set free from eternal damnation. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But that scripture in Isaiah 61 introduces another element, and that's being captive to something. And I think being captive means you didn't necessarily do something wrong, but you were overpowered by something stronger than you. Mm-hmm. And now you're living under that ruler's authority. Mm-hmm. And last week, I introduced the concept of asking questions to understand how do we make this freedom that Jesus has also brought for us, how do you make it real? And I suggested that we look at three questions. We look at the first one is, what have you been set free from?
Right.
And last week we looked at Israel, and we said that the Israelites were being set free from an abuser and a controller of the Pharaoh, someone who abused them and who controlled their everyday lives. And then we asked the second question, which was, what have you been set free for? What
That's
is the
right.
purpose of your freedom? And we said, you know, the Israelites were not just set free from slavery out of Egypt just so that they can have a plot of land and, you know, grow a few veggies and so on. The whole purpose of them was they were restricted in Egypt to serve and love their God.
Amen.
So the purpose of God sending them free was to enable them to step into relationship with Him freely, to love Him and to serve Him. And for that, He created this promised land environment for them to be able to do that. So freedom has a purpose. Do you know the purpose of the freedom that God has placed upon your life? That's the second question. And the third question we looked at was the question of whom has God brought alongside you to help you walk into this freedom that He has given you? And when we looked at the Israelites last week, we saw that it was Moses. Sometimes God places an individual in your life. We said last week, maybe it could be a spouse, it could be a church leader, it could be a mentor, it could even be a parent who has understanding of what this freedom looks like and will bring you into the freedom like Moses brought them to the promised land. Identify who God has placed you alongside you to help you step into that. So that was last week, Zinhle, learning about the three questions we get to ask and practically looking at the Israelites. But this week, I think we're going to look at another story, a man by the name of Lazarus.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. What is it about Lazarus? I mean, that story does seem to be close to your heart.
I know. We spoke last year about the seasons, and it was the season of Mary, and it was again the Lazarus story. I think it's a very jam-packed story that
it
we can
is.
Learn so many things
yeah.
from. Today we're going to look at the end of the story.
Yeah. Okay. That's coming up just after the music. You are tuned into Impact 103. It is myself, Zinhle, together with Elise Marie Muller. It is the Stoop session on the radio. I absolutely love it. We are just here having honest and open practical conversations about Jesus Christ, His word, and what that means to our daily lives, right? And so we're talking freedom today. Elise Marie just laid that foundation to remind us that every time we look at freedom, there are critical questions that we need to always ask ourselves. What am I being set free from? what am I being set free for, which is what is the purpose of my freedom, and who has God set alongside me to walk this path of my freedom. And you said earlier, we're going to talk about Lazarus.
Absolutely. You know, the story of Lazarus, I think everyone knows the fact that, you know, Jesus comes back, he's been told that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days.
Yeah.
And our immediate response would be, yes, so what has Lazarus been set free from? Of course, he's been set free from death, which is absolutely correct.
Okay.
But there's a small passage in there that I just find so interesting in John 11. So when Jesus stands in front of the grave, or and he calls Lazarus forth.
Yes.
And Lazarus appears from the grave. And we're all excited. Yes, a man has just been resurrected from death back to life. That's fantastic. But Scripture uses this interesting phrase. It says Lazarus stood there with his grave clothes on.
Yes.
Now, Zintle, I didn't initially know what that means, but basically in those times they would wrap a dead body in certain linen, and usually they would include some herbs and spices to prevent the smell from the dead body.
Yeah.
So I have this picture in front of me of Lazarus standing wrapped in linen. From his head, it says, from his head to his toes.
Mm.
He's alive, Zintle.
Ooh.
But he's wrapped in grave clothes. And when I spent some time studying this, I asked the question, what is limiting Lazarus from living the life that he's been given now by Jesus?
Sure.
And the thing that's prohibiting from walking into this new life, this second life that Jesus gave him, is the grave clothes. And so I asked myself, what, Holy Spirit, what is these grave clothes? And for me, it was a practical thing. It was limitations. Lazarus was physically limited by the grave clothes. So it's like bondage, isn't there? And all of us struggle with certain things in our life that is like a bondage to us. Mm. It could be your health. It could be certain relationship just keeps you in bondage, a wrong relationship. It could be your finances that you feel it just keeps you limited. It could be your dreams. It could be just not knowing what your purpose is. So you live kind of a purposeless life.
Sometimes your past experiences and trauma and all of that.
Absolutely. It feels like it's keeping you limited. Mm. And you hear about abundant life in Jesus, but you're not living it. So what I find phenomenal about this story is that Jesus has just resurrected him from the dead back to life. But Jesus sees this man standing in grave clothes, and he deals with it.
Sure.
He removes the bondage, but Zintle, do you know what he does?
Mm-hmm.
He asks certain people, he says, those of you around him, go and untie him and let him go. Which I find phenomenal. What is Jesus doing here? He realizes Jesus has raised him from the dead. You are free in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus also realizes this man has bondages from his past, from his current situation.
Mm.
And the bandages or the grave clothes needs to be removed. But how does Jesus do it? Does he just say, bam, and all the clothes fall off? No. Interestingly, Jesus appoints the group of people that Lazarus knows. I call it, he identifies the community around Lazarus to say, go and untie this man. So if we look at those three questions, which I think is important in this story, is what was Lazarus set free from?
Yeah.
Of course, we know he was set free from death, but I'm focusing on the grave clothes. What does the grave clothes represent? I think it represents bondages. Bondages from our past, lies we believe about ourselves. But it could also be bondages that we're still living in, health issues, finance issues, relationship issues. We need to identify those things so that we can declare the truth over those situations. So identify what you are being set free or what you have been set free. Second question is, why was Lazarus set free from the grave clothes? What is the purpose of his freedom? And I think twofold, Cynthia. The first one is, of course, eternal life with Jesus. As we all know, we have in Jesus eternal life. But Jesus promises abundant life.
Hallelujah.
On this earth. And I think Lazarus was set free from the grave clothes or the bondages so that he can live the abundant life. What is the abundant life? The abundant life is what we have in the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, hope, grace. All of that It doesn't mean absolute financial freedom. It doesn't mean everything you want in life, but it means every spiritual blessing that we need on this earth to have abundant life. And then the third question, Zinthle, is who did God bring alongside Lazarus to walk into this freedom? And in this example, I think God uses community.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of us are like, oh, I don't do cell groups. Oh, churches, you know. I want to say to you, sometimes you need community around you to encourage you and to help you take off bondages by the power of the Holy Spirit that you don't even see or that you struggle to walk away from. And your community is there. Godly friends are there. A church is there to walk with you into this freedom that God has placed upon your life.
You yourself are a very good community for me and my listeners right now.
There's freedom in Jesus.
Sure, that is so powerful, Elise Marie. That is such a powerful story. And the answers to those questions, absolutely powerful. And I love how you talk about the spiritual blessings as well, because, you know, sometimes we think that the solution or the only way for us to experience abundant life is if we have all these material things around us in abundance. But it's also, you know, how Jesus talks about, you know, I don't pray that you take them out of the storm, but you keep them. Like, let's have peace in the midst of whatever might not be going our way in our lives, but we're able to have exceeding joy, you know, in the midst of everything.
And even sometimes, let's say you have a big health issue and you think, well, I can only have freedom once I'm healed. I want to say to you, by the power of Jesus, you can have freedom in your health struggle.
Amen.
To speak life and hope in your freedoms, in your health struggle, in your financial struggle, is freedom.
Amen.
What you are saying is this: my health or my finances, this doesn't control me anymore.
Amen.
These grave clothes called financial difficulty or health difficulty, they will not limit me to live in freedom.
Amen.
But identify who God has placed around you to encourage you to walk into that freedom.
Liz Marie, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the third part of our freedom conversation next week. Give us a snippet. Who are we talking about? What story is coming up?
A very bold man called Peter. Peter.
That's how we wrap up our conversation for this week. Liz Marie is back with us for another Stoop session, wrapping up our conversation on freedom next week.